if you're not using the Facebook Pixel, you are losing out on some low-hanging fruit. Step up your Pixel game. What's up, good people? This is Anthony Deloach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I am going to be talking about demystifying the Facebook Pixel. That's right, demystifying the Facebook Pixel. Now, before I get right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you're ready to be successful online, then you need to be in this community. You will get all the training, the coaching, and the mentoring that you need to be successful online. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join so you can get all the information on the Academy and you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days in the community and you can be on your way to success. All right, guys, that's it for the promotion. Now is time for the content of this episode. All right, guys, on this episode of the podcast, I am going to be discussing demystifying the Facebook Pixel. That's right. There's been a lot of talk online about the Facebook Pixel, and you've probably been wondering, how do you implement this in your online business? How can you make it beneficial for you? If you are doing any type of Facebook advertising, the Facebook Pixel can be an absolute game changer for you. So I want to go over how you can use the Facebook Pixel to be beneficial in your business. I want to break it down. I want to just basically tear it apart, tell you exactly how you can use it, simplify it so that you can understand everything about the Facebook Pixel, at least a little bit of a guide for beginners. So let's jump right into it. What is the Facebook Pixel? I'm going to make it as simple as possible. I'm not going to go into any technical jargon or anything like that. The Facebook Pixel is basically a piece of code that you would put on your website or your landing page or somewhere that you're sending customers, and you actually put that piece of code and on your website or landing page, and it tracks the visitors to your website or landing page. So that's what that code does. Now, it tracks those visitors if they are simultaneously logged into Facebook. So if somebody is logged into Facebook and then they visit your website, it will track what that user is doing on your website. Now, this can be some very beneficial information. So first thing that I'm going to talk to you about that would be beneficial for you is custom audiences. What the Facebook Pixel allows you to do is to build custom audiences that you can retarget to because you have their information. You know they visited your website. You'll know what pages they went to on your website. All of those types of things. So you didn't get that information before. Before you had the Facebook Pixel, you could see that people went to your website. You could see that people went to different pages, but you didn't know exactly who this person was. Unless you had them opt into an email on your website, you didn't know any information and you could not really retarget those people. And if you could, it was pretty difficult. So I want to tell you that the Facebook Pixel has come to solve a lot of that. As we know, there are tons and tons of users that are on Facebook. So the likelihood that your website visitor is on Facebook is very, very high. So if they are on Facebook and logged in simultaneously while they're visiting your website, you're going to track them. And so you'll be able to take these custom audiences and start retargeting them. Now, you can't retarget an individual person, but you can take the entire custom audience and retarget them. So let's talk about a custom audience. When I say custom audience, I'm saying an example is somebody, let's say if you take everybody that visited a specific page on your website, I could almost couldn't get that out. But if they visited a specific page on your website, then you can retarget everyone that visited that specific page. Or you can take it and be more detailed with it and say you're going to target everyone that visited a specific page but did not visit another page. So you can take it and use those custom audiences to actually market to someone. You can say you want to visit everyone that has been to your website in the last 180 days, but not the last 30 days. So that's another segment of your audience that you could do. And there could be specific reasons that you're targeting these people. If they visited your website before in the last 180 days, then they're not too old, but they've been to your website, but they haven't been back in the last 30 days. You can say something specific to that audience. So that is what you can do with some retargeting with the Facebook Pixel. Now, one thing that you could do is if you're going to start retargeting people, you can say, well, I have a specific page on my website that talks about, let's say if it was me and I had a specific page on my website and it's my podcast show notes. So if they go to my podcast site and I know that they've been to my podcast show notes page, then I can actually target people about my podcast. Hey, when's the last time you heard the podcast? Or talk about a special promotion that I had on the podcast because these people are most likely have listened to my podcast. So that's one of the ways that you could target it. Another way is that if you have a product page and you say, well, look, I have all of my product packages on this specific page. And so you could target people who've looked at your packages. So if you target people who've looked at your packages, say, hey, look, I haven't decided which coaching package you would like to take on. How about scheduling a free consultation with me so we can help you decide? And this can help you sell more product, all of these types of things. So you want to make sure that you're on top of that. You can install the Pixel right on your page. Now, another great tip is that with lead pages, if you're someone that uses lead pages, Lead Pages will automatically install your Facebook Pixel on your lead page landing page. So, you know, people that go to your landing page, that you know who they are, they visited your landing page, and then you can retarget them. Now, the great thing about that is a landing page is usually used for something specific. Some product or a launch that you're doing. If you're doing a webinar, you'll know everybody that visited about the webinar. And you can say, hey, you didn't get registered for the webinar. Or whatever you want to say, you can retarget those people because they've been to that landing page. So that's another way that you can actually use that. Another thing is custom conversions that you could do. So if someone actually went to a thank you page, you know that they downloaded your ebook or they downloaded your freebie and they've been to your thank you page. That is a custom conversion. So now you can really target people who have actually downloaded your product or purchased something from you. So if they went to a thank you page for a product purchase, you know that they purchased something from you, then there's a different way that you can retarget them. Maybe it's a product add-on, maybe something that will complement the product they bought, or maybe even just getting their feedback on a product that they purchased from you. So this is a great way to retarget as well. Like I said, there's a lot of different strategies that you can use with the Facebook Pixel. But hopefully this has given you some more information on how to use the Facebook Pixel and what it's all about. You've heard a lot of information about it. Now I've given you information that you can take and start using it in your business. Start using the Facebook Pixel. Start retargeting those people who visited your website or your landing page and start getting more results. All right, guys, as always, I'm excited to bring this information to you. I hope you implement it in your business and get some phenomenal results. Until the next episode, I want you guys to go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join. Join the Academy for only $7 for your first 30 days. Get trainings just like this, but more in depth so that you can grow your online business. All right, guys, I am about to be out, but I want you to go out and crush it in your online business. It's your time to make it happen.